all season. Visit paypal.com/P2P sweeps. No purchase necessary. See website for details, including how to enter by mail. Brought to you by PayPal, official peer-to-peer payment sponsor of the NFL.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Check 1 2. Check 1 2.
Jam another one.
3 4 5.
Can you?
Check,
can
check,
you?
Check, 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 check.
Can you?
Check it. Check it. Check it.
Oh my God!
It's early. All right, folks, enjoy the show. Stay tuned. We're going live in 5, 4, 3.
Morning Mayhem starts now with David Basil.
I'm here.
Roger Scott.
I'm present.
And Justin Moore. Live from the Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort Studio.
He's looking. He's looking.
Arkansas.
He's learning to see Casino Resort.
Bum, ba, da. Right away, I brought me a through train ticket right across Mississippi Creek.
I'm a friend of Sarah Connor.
Hey there.
Flyer out of Birmingham, smoking in the New Orleans.
Who are you?
RX is in the jackpot now.
It's Friday, dude. Calm down.
It's pretty simple. I win. Google me.
Hey, so do you.
All right, you 609ers, you know what to do on a Friday at 609. You move it, move it, move it. Let's go.
Hit that cargo net. Move it. Move it. Move, move, move.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party. I like this kind of party, baby.
They bought me a silk suit and put luggage in my hand.
Volume's a little low there, Raj.
Over Albuquerque on a jet to the promised land. Working on a
that's what, yeah, I think it's that, Raj.
Over to the Golden State.
I hate rude behavior, and man, I won't tolerate it.
Absolutely, brother.
No, it's long too dark.
Come down here. The terminal zone.
First time, here we go. Los Angeles.
Shut up, Josh.
Wow, outlaw. My gosh.
I don't know who you are.
Look, Cardi. Yeah, that seems a little, that level just doesn't seem right, does it, Rod?
Yakshimash.
What's the backside of that?
Dobre.
Dobre.
I dress all the best dressed man.
All right, one more time. Here we go. Los Angeles.
What's that bulge in his pocket?
You know what? It's Friday, Randy. You figure it out.
All right, it is, there we go. Go Trojans. We don't know if they're words. We like the tune, because the Trojans are playing for the World Series. Yeah, good morning, everybody. It is going to be a big weekend right there, Rogers, enough to get everybody excited in Little Rock because the Trojans are playing for a chance to go to the College World Series. Their game today is at 4 o'clock versus Troy, the Troy Trojans, and they got a big walk-ons watch party that's going on. You can go watch that. And by the way, good morning, Roger.
By the way, good morning, David.
Good morning, Christian.
Good morning.
I got a monster show today. Got so much going on. This is going to be a fun, busy weekend. Heather Baker. First of all, we're going to play Finish the Lyric, brought to you by Rainbow Restoration, in the 6 to 7 time hour. So right now we're going to tease it. Roger, all you got to do is that Roger's going to play a Justin Moore song. Yep. You got to look it up, Google the lyrics, finish the lyric, and Christian, what will we be giving away? Tickets to?
If you can go see Kansas and 38 Special tonight, you can go see that, or we can get a Moe's gift certificate.
Okay, very nice. So we're going to do that, Roger. We've got Heather Baker from AY Magazine, Ant Magazine, at 7 o'clock.
Are you pointing at me?
I am. I'm pointing at you.
You point at
that
you?
That is the song.
Point at you.
That is the
point
song.
Point at yourself.
So that's
point
the song.
At you. I don't know. I'm not giving hints of the song.
If you want tickets or you want Moe's,
Google
look up
it.
Point at you. You just got to read the lyrics and you're good.
Point at you.
Also, I mentioned Heather Baker's going to be on with us at 7. Big Sarge checking in from Fishing, Arkansas. RJ Hawk coming by, brought to you by Natural State Wholesale. Ella McDowell, we get to say goodbye to Ella McDowell, the third baseman for the Razorbacks, All-American. Made history this year by getting the team, helping to get the team to the College World Series. By the way, DJ Gasso, the hitting coach, gone. You knew that was going to happen sooner or later, that he was too good and his bloodline was pretty good. He's going to be the head coach at Tulsa. We got our Hawks movie review on Gladiator. I finished it off about 2 o'clock last night, even though I've seen it before. Roger, you saw it.
I saw it for the very first time.
Strength and Honor.
Strength and Honor.
Strength and Honor.
Listen, that's here. You got it. Strength and Honor.
Strength and Honor.
Strength and Honor.
Yeah, I think they even saw it at the opening of the movie. I think when Marcus Aurelius is coming through the crowd or all of his soldiers. I think he dapped somebody.
Did he? Well, by the way, where Strength and Honor came from?
Is that lib?
So it was his high school had Russell Crowe had his high school had a thing where it was something like Strength and Honor. And he decided to take that because he liked it at high school. And that was the ad lib there between him and the other two guys. It's there was a lot of that. And what was
now, see, I didn't do
that's
it.
Okay, that's okay.
I did it on purpose. Yeah, I didn't do it because I hadn't seen this movie before. Yeah. I knew you guys had. Yeah. And so you guys are going to go a little bit deeper to find out all kinds
of stuff.
It's
really some good
it's
stuff.
It's enough
in
for
it.
Me just to know the movie.
I tell you, I will say this.
Find out who the actor with the scars on his face was.
Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix is
Tommy
such.
Flanagan.
Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix is such a great jerk. You want to slap him in the face. He's such a good bad guy.
There's pedophilia in it.
Yeah, it's
there's incest in it.
Incestuous.
And thoughts of those things anyway. Those
hey, and I've been in that Coliseum. I've been in the Coliseum. I mean, they used to do that, man. It's crazy. Also, we've got Danny West, brought to you by HA Trailer Sales. He'll be giving us all the recruiting updates. They had a big recruiting weekend on the Hill last weekend. Yeah. Gail Reed Jones, Arkansas Urology, stopping by to talk about the things that we need to be doing, men, to make sure we get checked up.
She has gotten up close and personal with me. There's a squirrel climbing on the wall.
I see it. Look at that. Good morning, squirrel.
Hey, squirrel.
Steve Qualls, who was our NASCAR
correspondent.
No, remember we changed it to
contributor.
A NASCAR contributor. Brought to you by Design Lab. That's at 9:35.
Yeah.
So, and today's National Donut Day. I brought donuts from, what's the name of this place?
Shipley's.
And
I think there's
Shipley's is really good. It's
isn't
it a national chain, and we've got several of them here
I
in Arkansas.
Think so,
what was that one that's no longer here, right off of?
The national chain.
Yeah,
that had 5,000 cars
Krispy
the first
Kreme?
Time. Krispy Kreme. Remember when that opened? I mean, the line was out the door.
Yeah.
I mean, literally down the street. And now it's out. Yeah, it's gone.
What happened?
Now, there are some other great donut places. I love the little local donut places around our state.
I think Krispy Kreme's a little overrated.
Yeah. I mean, it's the sugar's so much. But it's funny. I've got the listing of the top,
I'm gonna turn it down.
The top donuts in order of what you think number one. Obviously, number one is the
glazed.
Classic glazed.
Yeah, it's got to be.
I was surprised.
Chocolate donut too?
Well, it depends on how you say it. You know, you got cake chocolate, and you got chocolate iced. Chocolate ice is what they say.
Yeah, I would guess iced is second.
It is not. Wow. It is not.
What about sprinkles?
Sprinkles is on the list. Sprinkles has been coming up big time. And I've got a couple of sprinkles in my box here.
But you know what?
Make up your own joke.
They were doing sprinkles. They were doing sprinkles long before I'd ever heard the term birthday cake. You know, because
that's right.
A bar or something like that. It's got all the sprinkles. Are they
birthday cake flavored?
Yeah.
From a sports standpoint, last night, let me tell you what. I don't care about hockey, but that last night, it was 2-0. I just clicked over there, and Carolina was down 2-0 with 9 minutes to go. I clicked back over, and they scored. Okay, well, that's 2-1 with 7 minutes to go. Check back. Boom, 2-2. And then I think it was 3-3, right? It ended up being all in that last period. They go to overtime, and Carolina wins at 4-3. That's 7 goals last night. How many the night before? 9 or the 2 nights before?
I mean, 2 good games.
Wow. I'm telling you. The crowd was going crazy there in Carolina. You got the Spurs and Knicks back at it tonight. This is a must-win, right? You got to win this one tonight. Well, it's tough to be two down, right?
Yeah, it's really tough to lose 2 games at home.
Yeah, that's, I mean,
And
win the series. That's exactly right. The other thing, Texas wins the College World Series last night in women's softball. It's the same team that we beat, 2 out of 3. Mm-hmm. But you got to give credit to Texas. They probably don't tell how much they spent on their roster.
Not as much as Texas Tech.
Yeah, not as much. But they're probably not too far behind. But Texas Tech is that's who they beat.
Still got to win.
It was 4-1. Still got to
play the game, don't you?
So they repeat as national champions back to back. So
did they beat Texas Tech in the final last year?
Yes, it was back to back for both. Yeah, back to back for both. So. Anyway, tonight, listen, you know, we've got to go over to Hot Springs and do the judging of our bathtub, the Bath Fitter bathtub. So we do that this afternoon. I know Coach Cal's got his camp. She started yesterday. Coach Cal will be over in Hot Springs somewhere. Mm-hmm. Then Saturday morning, we do the bathtub races up and down Central Avenue. I'm a little concerned on whether or not I can pull it off. I simulated some of the movements last night in the gym. I'm like, wow, man, this is a little bit tougher than I thought. And so we'll be prepared. Bath Fitter will be prepared to
beep,
put in.
Beep.
Just like, you know, zzz, 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 you know, what do you call it? Pit crew.
Yeah.
Zzz, get somebody else in there for Basil.
Wow.
So that could happen.
This is affecting the Oakland Racing Casino Resort sports book because now you're are you feigning an injury?
No.
To get the numbers up in the betting?
No, that's not it. I just realized this.
Or a line change like hockey.
I'm not the man I used to be. I'm going to try my best.
I'm good as I once was. Come on, you can do it.
If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. Some great things happened on this day over the years.
And some sad things, don't forget.
One of them was Urban Cowboy came in on this day, 1980. Some great music that we all love on this show. Yeah. Also, this same day, I Can't Get No Satisfaction came out by the Rolling Stones. Robert F. Kennedy was shot on this day.
Yep.
Reagan dies on this day. First case of AIDS came out. What year was that on this day?
Ooh, I'll say 1982.
Good enough. Close enough. 81. Little did we know what was getting ready to come there. I didn't remember it being that early. Conway, Ray Lewis. This was the day Ray Lewis pleaded guilty. I forgot. You know, of course, we had him at the Touchdown Club. Remember? He pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor in order to drop murder charges in the stabbing deaths of two men.
You know, I would plead guilty to misdemeanor if they dropped murder charges for anything.
This was also the day, Roger, that Smarty Jones lost to Burstone, which was 36-1 by a nose at the Belmont. So close to being the Triple Crown winner.
How long ago was that?
But it set, what's that?
How long ago was that?
That was 2004.
Jeez.
But that set, Roger, as you mentioned during our Facebook Live, that sort of set what we see now at Oakland the last 25 years, where Oakland has always got a horse in the mix.
That set it up with like a $5 million.
That's right.
Was unheard of.
Yeah, Sella at the time had put out those, and you know, hey, if you win this, you get $1 million, $3 million, whatever. And Smarty Jones had won all those things. So it was also the day that Hangover came out too, back in 2009. So anyway, I got a lot to cover. It's going to be a fun week. Got to be a fun weekend. The big story here in Central Arkansas is Little Rock Trojans at 4:00. Now that game is going to be on Buzz 2. So if you want to follow it, you can just click over there to 106.7.
Travelers are playing on the big stick, right?
Is that
I think
yes
the big,
tonight
the big stick
yeah.
So that way, and or if you want to go be a part of the walk-ons crew,
yeah.
It's always a great place to watch the game. I was noticing some of the folks on the host committee, Susan Metters, that's the wife of AB, Brian Hostow, and a few others, Scott Yant. So anyway, some good folks there. Listen, we're hoping. All they got to do is win two games.
Come on.
They win two games, they're in the College World Series.
Come on, Little Rock.
And already this has changed for them, you know, the future of their program. The attention that they're getting last year was the first step. Now, man, to be in a super regional.
Yeah.
And then if you get to the next level, first of all, you got to fight to keep, you know, Chris Curry. You're going to have to, you know, people are coming after him. People are coming after him. And I think he'd want to stay here. But you know, if you get opportunities, it's going to be tempting to more money, more, you know, NIL money for your players. And so, but anyway, hey, one thing at a time. Let's just see if we can get to Omaha.
Yeah, more money for your players. Boy, you're going to have that because you've got a lot of players who are going to want to be coming to play for a coach like him. And then some of them are going to want more money. I don't think that's – you can't have both, right? You can't have both of them in your thought process. I want to play for that guy because he's going to get me a World Series championship. And I'm going to be and I want $500,000. You can't ask for both, can you? It has to be one or the other.
I don't know.
What do you think is the overall?
It sounds like money for most of the kids. That's what they're making the decision on. I don't know if that's for everybody, but certainly for all the big schools, that's what it's coming down to. Mention also to Spurs and Knicks tonight. Roger, we'll be so busy over in your hometown.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll get a chance to watch that. You know, I love the fact that our Bathfitter crew's got a house on the lake at Lake Hamilton. They're coming over and experiencing hot springs. They've never done that. So you got, you know, Jason Shamlin, one of his cool places.
Mm-hmm.
They got this great team building thing. Do we do any team building here at the Buzz?
Yeah.
Do we do it?
Yeah, we do.
A Christian?
A Christmas party.
Christian,
Roger and me do.
Do we do that as a company? Do we do the team building?
We haven't in a while.
It's been a minute.
I guess what you're saying, we do the Christmas party stuff.
Well, I'm talking about the organization.
Do we need to go like spend a day somewhere and climb things?
What is Hatcher's group called?
The Musketeers?
Yeah, rock climbing or something?
Yeah, well, or they, you know, some people do where, okay, you got to fall backwards. You got to catch them. You got to trust them.
Trust fall.
You got to trust the trust fall. Roger, do we need to do that?
No.
I don't trust half the people here.
I was talking to somebody yesterday that was having an issue in their company, and I'm going to say who, with gossip and people running their mouth. And I said, you know, I think
Was it somebody here?
No, it was not here. But I said, you know, every company has that. There's hardly a company that doesn't have that. What you hope is that it's minimal. Because if you got people in your company that are causing trouble, and they're like, I hate to use the word cancer as a relatable word.
Is that same thing? Is the gossiping and all that, is that the same as drama, or is that too?
I think it is. I think drama. Okay. Yeah, I think if somebody's always running their mouth, talking about people.
We've had our share.
And you know what, Roger? It relates in sports.
Sure.
Same thing. If you got a guy that's running his mouth, he's not being positive for the team.
Culture.
Yeah,
it's culture.
Yeah. Are you supporting one another? Are you, you know, I'm not saying everybody's got to be perfect, but are you running your teammates down? Are you running your coworkers down? Are you talking about them?
Yeah.
I mean, you can do it, but you're not going to have a great.
You don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Shouldn't do it.
Yeah. And it's the key on that starts at the top. Like for us, you know, Terry and Justin Akery, they got to be paying attention to that and make sure our culture is good. And, but I hate to hear that when you've got chirping going on and, But it's part of it. You know, that's just the way it is.
It is. It's a.
And if you got a company that's not like that, that's great. I think for most part, Roger, wouldn't you think? I think our company, we all get along good. Of course, we're a small company. We got 50 people.
You know, I think we all get along, but we definitely have our gossip.
No doubt.
So for example, do you think I don't doubt a bit. That there are people that are on this floor and below that talk blank about me and Roger, you know, for one thing.
Well,
especially me.
I think everybody talks blank about everybody.
I think it's just equal. Yeah.
Equal opportunity.
But I think there's a way you can do that where it's not negative to your company.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't, for example, I know we've had an employee, I'm not going to say here, that would go and talk, you know, he didn't realize that when you were talking bad about people.
Yeah.
The people you're talking to are telling other people.
Of course.
So you've got to know that, realize if you're running your mouth to somebody, there's a good chance that person's going to tell somebody. So
excuse me, but I think we heard it from the great Marlon Brando when he said to his son, Sonny, never let anybody outside the family know what you're doing. you can talk about it. You can do it. It's like, you know what? I won't say his name or anything like that, but he was a producer right before Christmas. We would do some stuff. and on the show, and we had videos and all that, and he would go berserk on stuff, and he'd run right down the hall screaming and yelling and bagging on us. And do you not think that we have, we may have people that bag on us, but we also have friends that are here. And so they're going to tell us.
It's just
you know, that he's doing that. And you go, you can't do that. Not only are you doing that to the people you work with, you're doing it to the people that you work with every single day.
And then I'll say there are others in this building that you think people that sometimes you're going to confide in, they'll turn around and tell somebody.
Yes.
So the old motto is, Roger, is if you don't have something nice to say, probably better not to say it. Or if you say it, you got to make sure you're saying it in confidence with somebody you feel that's not going
to
go.
And also, you want to tell people things to get around. You know who to go tell something to.
Roger, this song sounds so familiar. I could point to the board.
Yeah, you could.
I could point
to
the board.
Are you pointing at me or are you pointing at the board?
I'm pointing at you. All right, when we come back, if you want to win some tickets to tonight's concert with Kansas and 38 Special or Moe's, all you got to do is be prepared with those lyrics in hand, and when Roger stops a song, you just finish it. You can do it. All right, glad you're with us on this Friday, TGIF 626.
Trojans are in the Super Regional for the first time. Join the Zone today from 10 to 1 at Brewski's Pub and Grub in Lakewood Village for a preview of the series with Troy.
This is SportsCenter.
Last night, the Texas Longhorns won their second straight Women's College World Series by beating Texas Tech 7-3. Today in college baseball, the Super Regionals get started up. The first game of the day will be in Morgantown as West Virginia hosts Cal Poly at 11 on ESPN2 in their Super Regional. Game 2 will feature North Carolina hosting USC at 2 in the Chapel Hill Super Regional on ESPN2 as well. The third game of the day will be the most notable locally as Little Rock will take on Troy on the road at 4 o'clock in their first Super Regional trip. TV coverage will be on ESPNU. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. The final Super Regional game of the day will be Auburn hosting Ole Miss at 7 on ESPN2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
A small rain chance for this afternoon, mostly cloudy, a high of 86. That's a 10% chance of rain. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 70. Rain chances are higher this weekend. 40% chance on Saturday. Sunday, a 70% chance of rain and thunderstorms with high temperatures in the mid-80s. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Join the Zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jockstraps, brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. Find out who made the best, average, and worst headlines in sports and entertainment each Monday, as Justin and Phil give you their Game Balls and Jockstraps on the Zone from 10 till 1. It's all brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. 501-794-2770. Call today to get your landscape updated to a whole new level and be listening for Game Balls and Jockstraps only on 103.7 The Buzz.
If you haven't heard, Simmons Bank was recognized recently by Newsweek as one of America's best regional banks and credit unions, and by Forbes as one of America's best in-state companies. If you're looking for a new home, they're the folks you need to talk to. Let Simmons Bank help you make home ownership a reality and help guide you through the process of finding the home loan option that is best for you with competitive rates and personalized service. They've been doing it for over 120 years. They've called Arkansas their home. It started in Pine Bluff and has grown into a premier bank in the Mid-South. Simmons Bank makes banking easy, and now you can open an account with just a few clicks. Their most popular products can be opened online in just minutes. Take it from me, I'm a satisfied customer. No matter where you live, you can find a Simmons branch near you. They also know how to put on a major golf tournament. The Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens 2 years in a row has won best tournament on the tour. So tip of the hat to them, gives a lot of money to charity. You got to try them out. With almost $30 billion in assets, Simmons Bank continues to grow, but they'll always be local. Join me and many others in making Simmons Bank your bank.
This is Justin Acree. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Hi, I'm Hunter Bell. When you think about buying a car, we want you to think Bell Chevrolet. Not just because we want your business, but because we want to be on your side. That's what buying a car should look like. Simple, stress-free, knowing you have someone in your corner. We have something for every budget, new or pre-owned. I keep telling y'all it's better at Bell. Now it's time to come find out for yourself. Come see us on Chenal Parkway or shop at BellChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
Hey, everybody, this is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton, and I love hanging out with Paz and the boys on the Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
Whoa.
That's Justin Moore.
That's Justin Moore, the bro call. Oh, what a great song. Come on, Kenny Loggins. All right, 6:31. We got a packed show today. It's going to be a big weekend. It's going to be a little warm, right? Is that what they're saying?
Maybe 45% chance of rain tomorrow. A little bit more on Sunday. But that's just as we speak. But I think so. I think it's supposed to be in the 80s. When did Melinda say it was going to get up to 100? She said that yesterday. When did she say it was going to happen?
I don't remember.
Well, if you want to listen, go back and check the podcast.
Man. Hey, if you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. We've got so much going on. If you just joined the show, got Heather Baker, RJ Hulk, Ella McDowell, the Razorbacks at 7:30, our last call with her. Our Hulk's movie review, Gladiator, Danny West, Gail Reed Jones, Steve Qualls, Big Sarge, our friends from Bathfitter. It's National Donut Day.
You can squeeze all that in 4 hours.
Yeah, I don't know how, but we're going to do it.
Somebody Christian, will you see if we can flex for into the first 30 minutes of the zone, maybe?
The song for Finish the Lyric, brought to you by Rainbow Restoration, is Point at You. We're
so
just going to
tell
you.
Tell them.
Just going to tell them.
There it is.
So all you got to do, Point at You. It's one of my favorite songs that they'll perform that at Magic Springs Saturday night.
It's number two.
It is. That what it was, number two?
It's number two on one chart.
All you can do when Roger stops the song, you got to finish it. You got tickets to tonight over at the Simmons Bank Arena.
Tickets to Simmons.
38 Special in Kansas, or you can get you a Moe's. From the 501 on our Middleton Eaton Air text line. Bass, not so fast, my friend. So we criticized Texas for allegedly money spent on their softball team. I didn't criticize them, just saying a fact. And then we turn around and praise Little Rock for needing to get more money for players. We weren't praising them for needing to get more money.
I see what the person's saying.
We were saying.
It sounds like we're talking out of both sides of our mouth. But
how's that? I don't understand.
No, well, because you're not corrupt. You're not. But this caller and myself, we understand. I know petty. It's one of those things. No, it's just because how are we talking about them going, well, you know, they got all that money. That's how they did it. And for UALR to get better and keep money.
It really shows what Chris Curry has done. Without that money.
Same thing with Segretti.
Signetti.
You know, because not a ton of money and all that. Now, will that change? Because people are going to come after him. I mean, was that a fluke or that sort of thing? Because with what Chris Curry has done at UALR, just based on what he did last year, what the team did last year, it's not a fluke.
Yeah, that's right.
It can be done.
That's right.
Him and his staff know what's going on, and they can evaluate talent as well, and then they can coach it.
Someone says here, I believe taking showers together is team building at its finest. Now, I didn't say that.
You know what? I agree. I agree.
Someone says, would y'all trust Trey Shatt with a secret? No.
We love Trey, but no.
It depends on what the secret is.
Well, you know what? Listen, no, he's not.
I don't think it would be good, but the maple bacon donut is good. No, oh my gosh. A long line because Krispy Kreme was new. Didn't make it because all those people got to try Krispy Kreme for the first time and realized Shipley's is better. I think the Krispy Kreme was so, today's National Donut Day, it was so rich with sugar. It was so rich.
The crispy?
Yeah.
And it was warm.
It's warm, which was sort of cool.
I guess it was part of their deal. Well, it kind of, you know, I don't want to upset anybody, but it gave me, you know, it gave me an upset stomach eating
it. It's so rich, yeah. Someone says, David, say go Little Rock Trojans because Troy is also the Trojans. That's right. We got the Little Rock Trojans. And as I mentioned, so funny, sort of weird from my childhood, when I grew up in Panama City, you were trying to get scholarships to Alabama, Florida State. Arkansas, like for me, but for some of our guys that I played with that couldn't make it to that level back then, they were like a Division II school. Mm-hmm. And you went and played at Troy State, and it was a good place to go to school. And
sure
of course,
was.
They changed the name
sure
to Troy now, and they've got a great program. And we mentioned J.R. Runnels, Justin Moore's right hand man, handler. Yeah. He went to school there, so it's really exciting. 4 o'clock today for that. I see Chris with Los Angeles, Rebecca with Los Angeles. We always don't get a chance to acknowledge all those folks who say, move it, move it, move it. We do that at 6:09 every day. That's what we call 6:09ers. We move it, move it, move it, referencing Sergeant Carter on Gomer Pyle. And then we say Los Angeles twice.
Because Elvis says it in his song, and we do what Elvis does.
That's exactly right. Somebody said, if you ain't talking smack about your fellow employees, then you ain't trying to move up. In all seriousness, you can group harassment by employer and employees. Hmm. You know, listen, I get that. I'm just saying in the long run, it does not pay off.
Nobody's naive to think that it doesn't happen anywhere.
That's right.
I'm sure it happens at the TCBY building.
That's now Simmons Bank building. Okay. Somebody says Mark's Donuts in North Little Rock. Listen, I know there are a lot of great donut places out there that mom and pop, I love it. Remember, there was a place in Sheridan we used to see.
That's right.
Here's another one. Somebody, nobody can hold a flame to Mark's Donuts on Camp Robinson. I love the fact that there are other donut places out there that are kicking butt.
Especially an independent like that.
That's right. Irish Made Donut in Pine Bluff.
I've heard of them.
I've had those before.
Have you?
I think so.
Would you trust Dirty Red spending the night at your house on the couch with a good dose of testosterone? I don't know. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means.
No, I wouldn't.
Although yesterday,
I wouldn't now. He's a married man.
That's low T.
We got to give credit to for our callers yesterday in graffiti.
Oh no,
they did a good
job.
Good. Thanks to Chris Walker and Fish Brokers. That was a great graffiti yesterday. If you missed it,
yeah. And it was Hug a Cat Day, so I hope everyone did that yesterday. Hug a Cat. We figure out. Do we have more cat or dog people?
Yeah, we have not. Matter of fact, we have not heard since Christian's been doing the show. I don't think you've played your Christian. I mean, your the Christmas album.
Christmas album. I think we did a Valentine's Day album.
Yeah,
as well.
I don't think you've heard that, have you, Christian? See if you can find that.
I've heard the Cat Christmas album.
Yeah,
really?
You need. Well, what it is not the whole album. It's just
it's just the whole full album.
Silent Night. It's
Silent Night.
See if you can. It would be under Cats, right? Let's just see how long it takes you to do that. And Roger, let's go ahead. Let's take the break. We're going to come back and play Finish the Lyric, brought to you by Rainbow Restoration. Justin Moore finished the lyric. The song is Point at You. All you got to do is Google right now, look at the song, call us, and you're going to win tickets tonight or Moe's. Either way, to the Kansas and 38 special tonight or Moe's. All you got to do is finish the lyric. If you don't want to sing it, you can talk sing it. What do you call that, Roger? If you
lip sync?
If you don't really sing, you sort of
what do you do?
Not rap, but it's like that. Some of the old country guys would just sort
right,
of
right. Well, Whispering Bill kind of did
he was a
prolific writer. But William Shatner, what did they do? Telly Savalas,
spoken words.
Yes, like spoken words.
That's what they did. Yeah.
Somebody says Spud Nuts from El Dorado. We tried that, Roger, when we were down there. Remember?
And they were fantastic. Absolutely.
Yeah. Somebody says for October, Roger, Christian, and Justin need to remake Monster Mash and then do a trio Christmas album in December. That's Chase. Listen, there's so many opportunities we have for singing with our three amazing voices. I'm just Colonel Parker. That's all I am. Or Sam Phillips. I'll take either one. I'll
come out with both.
All right. That's Queen Freddie Mercury taking us to break. Don't go away. Glad you're with us.
This is David Basel for FanDuel. Who do you think will be wearing the ring at the end of the NBA Finals? Take your shot with FanDuel, and you just might be celebrating a victory of your very own. Right now, new customers can hit the court with $350 in bonus bets guaranteed after betting $5 for 7 straight days. FanDuel is the best place to bet all your favorite players during the NBA's biggest event. Play your game any way you want. Seek out individual player markets for baskets and rebounds, or build an epic same-game parlay for a chance at a bigger payout. It's all up to you. And best of all, with FanDuel, you get paid instantly when you win. So ready to play your game? Just visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to join now to get the $350 in bonus bets guaranteed after betting $5 for 7 days. FanDuel, an official partner of the NBA. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. First online real money wager only. Minimum $5 wager required for 7 consecutive days. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Guys, join Arkansas Urology today from 11 to 1 for the grand reopening of the AU Men's Health Clinic at 1300 Centerview Drive in Little Rock. Free hamburgers, hot dogs, and chicken strip baskets, free men's health screenings, and free Arkansas Urology t-shirts for the first men there. Come grab lunch, tour the new location, and take care of your health while you're at it. Happening today at Arkansas Urology from 11 to 1 at 1300 Centerview. Visit ArkansasUrology.com. Arkansas Urology, men's health starts here.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Friendly staff give you the very best in customer service, including bagging all your items. And you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps with your Family Market rewards cards. Don't miss Big Mondays, mid-grade gas for the price of regular and premium for the price of mid-grade. All of this can only be found at Family Market in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster, with a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, look again. What's coming?
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Real quick, don't let joint pain ruin your summer. Seriously, if your knees hurt every time you get up, your back aches after 10 minutes outside, or your shoulders are keeping you from golfing, swimming, gardening, or whatever you love doing this time of year, you need to check out QC Kinetics. If you've got joint pain, you need to know about the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. Best of all, they're right here in Little Rock. Their treatments target the source of your joint pain so you can get real relief without surgery, without pain pills, and without a long recovery. And right now, they're offering free pain evaluations. It's super easy. You sit down with a medical professional, talk through your pain, and find out if you're a candidate for treatment. Just call 501-393-1159. They've already helped more than 46,000 people get back to enjoying life again. And now it's your turn. Summer's too short to spend it hurting. Get your free pain evaluation by calling QC Kinetics today, 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Hey, it's Phil Elson from The Zone. We are going to be at Brewski's North Little Rock to get ready for the Trojans taking on Troy in the Super Regional, so you want to be there with us. We're talking with Zach Gillum from Oaklawn, Tom Murphy from the Democrat Gazette, Philip Martin from the Democrat Gazette as well, Champs and Chumps birthday trivia, and what's on tap. But we are really fired up about Little Rock baseball this Friday on The Zone, where sports and entertainment come crashing together.
This is Mark Miller for Parker Cadillac in Little Rock. We're going all in with vehicles for every budget. Need a truck? We've got light duty and heavy duty ready to work. Looking for an SUV? We've got the nicest inventory of full-size SUVs you're going to find anywhere. Tahoes, Yukons, Navigators, Escalades, and much more. For quality, selection, and first-class service, shop Parker Cadillac today. Visit us online at parkerspecials.com or give us a call 501-224-2400.
This is Trey Schapp. Tune in each Friday morning at 5:30 right here on The Buzz as I bring you From the Short Grass, presented by UAMS Health, Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine. If you like to hear interesting stories about the game of golf, this is for you. You can also find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody, this is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton, and I love hanging out with Paz and the boys on The Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
This is the business we've chosen.
Everybody, I'm on it. Paul Simon.
Fact.
When I was a little boy.
All right, 6:43. All right, we are ready to play. So we need a contestant who's not scared. Not scared. If you think you can carry the tune for the Justin Moore finished lyric, let's finish the tune. Sing it, or if not, you can just say it. So let's get that open and play that. Let's get a contestant. 661-1037.
She loves me. She get down on her knees and hug me. Love me like a rock. She rocked me like a rock. Oh, baby, just love me.
We'll start it. You finish it. It's time for Finish the Lyric, brought to you by Rainbow Restoration. When the unthinkable happens to your home or business, whether it's damage from water, smoke, fire, or mold, let Rainbow Restoration make you whole again. ArkansasRestorationExperts.com. They restore. You recover.
38 special Kansas tickets or a gift certificate to Moe's. Welcome to Moe's.
All right, 661-1037. That's exactly right, Roger. And I think we've got a contestant there. We shall see. By the way, we're getting it. Today's National Donut Day. Dale's Donuts in Benton, best in Central Arkansas. A lot of more Marks. A lot of Marks Donuts. So there you go. Mark's All right, Donuts. Lindsay, you ready to play?
Lindsay?
Oh, call back again, Lindsay. Right.
It's either stage fright or they just got off of the 630 loop and
I know.
Right beside that
is it crazy?
Shackleford spot.
Yes.
The dead zone.
Or it's by Baptist. I always think it's by Baptist Hospital. You go by Baptist 0630. That's where it drops
okay.
for me.
I'm sure there's a bubble.
Yeah.
Shackleford, right after Colonel Glenn.
Yeah, do you have a dead spot out there? They're calling back. Do you have a dead spot out there that every time you go by?
You just know. As I'm going up the ramp off of 630 to get on to 430, the Shackleford exit will be the next exit you see once you get off that ramp. I'll let everybody I'm talking to, hey, hold on just a second. I could lose you in a minute.
That's right. That's right. You got to be prepared. All right, let's try this. It's Vonda, is that right?
Yes, Yvonda.
Yvonda. All right, Yvonda, here we go. You either get tickets to the concert tonight for 38 Special or Kansas, or you get Moe's. So,
Yvonda, are you a Justin Moore fan?
Yes, I'm actually going to be at the concert Saturday night.
Well, maybe we'll see you there.
Maybe we'll bump into you on the asphalt of Magic Springs.
All right, here we go, Roger.
All right, here we go. I'm going to play the song, and I'm going to stop it, and you pick up right where I stop. If you don't get it the first time, I'll play it again, and I'll stop at the exact same spot again, okay?
Yes, sir.
Good luck.
He plays this every concert. Man, one of my favorites.
Yeah, the critics really like the writing of this song.
I've always been one of them boys, rolling around in jacked up toys, making noise on small town Friday night. Red light running, good time chasing. Guess I've earned this reputation. Probably never shake it, but that's all right.
I got a rough side, a wild side, at least a country mile wide. Fighting side a few.
Keep going.
If they want to see my soft side, my best side, I just point at you. Yeah, I just point at you.
We'll take it.
Good job.
We'll take it. You're all right.
There
outstanding.
You go.
Sorry, I'm a child.
That's okay. You can, you did
listen,
it.
It's 6:45 in the morning.
Thanks,
on a Friday. You got it right.
Good job.
Outstanding.
Justin will be very happy knowing you're going to tomorrow night. You also have Tyler Kinch open up, and his daughter, is opening up for him at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, so that'll be exciting.
Well, Yvonne, thanks for listening to us on a Friday morning, or any morning for that matter.
I've been waiting the past few months for it, so I'm excited.
Oh, well, good. Well wonderful. Maybe if you see me or Roger in the crowd, yell at us and come say hello.
We'll be together because I won't get lost in that crowd. There's just too many people grabbing you in the Justin Moore crowd. Listen, thanks for listening to us. Hold on just a second.
I'm Yvonda. I mean, many people got that name, so.
Yeah, it's a unique name, Yvonda. All right, thanks
thank
so much.
Yvonda. Hold on. Let Christian get your info.
Do want to thank Rainbow Restoration. If you got damage and water, smoke, fire, or mold, let Rainbow Restoration help you. Just tell them we sent you. Is this the...
We need to cut one.
Well, I thought this was the.
No, we definitely don't need to do that.
We took.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was about to say, wait a minute.
I saw the 48. No, I'm glad somebody's paying attention.
That's okay. Someone says my office at the port of Little Rock is in a dead zone. It's ridiculous.
That's crazy. That is so crazy.
Somebody said because the Little Rock field office for the FBI is on Shackleford. I don't know that.
Right? Okay. You know what? Everybody has to know what I'm talking about. Now, and more often than not, you lose somebody. It goes dead. Every once in a great while, you may lose it. Yeah.
Someone says, I bet Baz get paid a ton of money to do the FanDuel NBA spot with Oakland. Since we all know he's not an NBA fan by any stretch. Love you, man. You know what? I am paying attention to the NBA right now. I will be watching a little bit tonight, even though we'll be over in Hot Springs. I just don't watch as much during the regular season.
Well, wait, listen, it's not about that. We'll talk about FanDuel, and we'll talk about the FanDuel, the biggest stage in the world, soccer. The world of soccer is only a few days away. We're going to talk about that because the Oakland Racing Casino Resort app powered by FanDuel is huge.
I have a good friend that sent a verse from Proverbs 16:28. A troublemaker plants seeds of strife. Gossip separates the best of friends. Proverbs 16:28.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Thank you.
Uh-oh, yes. Coming up, too, we're going to have our Hawks Holmes movie review of Gladiator. really, I think it's 2 hours and 50 minutes. Roger said it didn't seem like
it didn't. You know. And that's a if I may borrow from Frank Burrows, that's a mock of a good movie.
Let me tell you. Also, Reed, the guy who is the sort of the manager of all the gladiators, he died during
Oliver
that
Reed.
Movie. Oliver Reed. I remember him from other movies. He was really good in that.
Between him and who was Caesar? Who was the original?
Oh yeah, that's the famous actor
Richard Harris.
Richard Harris. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then I tell you the girl is smashing.
You know who she is?
No,
first time I ever saw her.
Well, who is she?
I knew that face immediately. She was Keanu Reeves' sister in Devil's Advocate. That's the only other movie I know about.
Okay.
She played the daughter of Al Pacino, which was also the father of Keanu Reeves. Yeah.
She came back. I think she did.
So they had to mate. Keanu Reeves and her had to make the Antichrist.
Gladiator 2, I think they brought her back, which was a horrible movie.
Don't go see
Gladiator 2.
It's on Prime, so I went to watch it.
And
it had the 2-hour deal, and I thought, you know what? There's no way.
Strength and honor.
Because the dude that plays, he plays her son, right? He plays Marcus Aurelius' nephew. Is that who the new Gladiator is in Gladiator 2?
I believe that's right.
And I'm sorry. Listen, you got Richard Harris, and you got Oliver Reed. You got Russell Crowe and all these actors. The one thing about those period pieces, they don't have to put on an accent.
They don't.
They can just be themselves. And I just can't see. As much as I love Denzel, I just don't
it's just terrible.
He doesn't try to do an accent.
Yeah, Denzel, get out of the movie,
I don't want to see
Come
it.
Come on.
I don't want to see it. And Joaquin.
Which, I mean.
Is
Joaquin is so good.
Oh, he is so good. You forget
you hate
about
him.
Him.
You hate him.
You just want to go,
he makes you want to just punch him.
It's why Caesar told Marcus, he goes, that is why you need to be.
Well, the greatest
thing. But you know, those people didn't sound like that back then either. But no. It sounds more authentic when they sound English. I don't know
that's
why.
Right, that's right.
It does.
Well,
I mean,
one of the great lines, we're saying strength and honor, but one of the great lines of that, which everybody now uses if you're a WWE, or are you not entertained?
Oh, absolutely.
Because he goes out there and kills six dudes in a row.
Also ad-libbed.
You hear this?
Ad-lib. That's another ad-lib.
And
yeah.
You hear this too.
Good morning from London, England. Welcome to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Whoopig Sui, Los Angeles. Yeah,
why is it that the accent just sounds more fun? Their accent sounds more fun than us.
It just does.
It's
just better.
I don't know what it is. It just sounds like it's more fun. He's having a good time.
It's like a country girl. Just sounds good.
Someone says on our Middleton Eaton Air text line, did you know that the keyboard player for 38 Special is from DeWitt, Arkansas's Bobby Capps?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I wish when that kind of thing happens, I wish we could get those people on the
show. Somebody would reach out and go, hey, I'm a hometown boy, you know.
Someone says, please ask Catman to sing a song. Do you have the clip from the Valentine album?
Got it right here. Let's see. This is from Valentine.
We have not played this since I think Christian started the show with
us. Oh, not at all.
Here we go.
You have the guy in the office that talks like a cat Christmas album. Now add to your collection the guy in the office that talks like a cat Valentine's edition. With classic love songs like Let's Get It On. From the King, Love Me Tender.
I'm getting this on Sirius.
From Percy Sledge, When a Man Loves a Woman.
Whoa. Oh, that's got some stank on it, Jack.
And Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You.
Wow. And high note.
Order now for delivery in time for Valentine's by calling 1-800.
Is there another
meow? And get this personal message from the guy in the office that talks like a cat.
Meow. Whoa.
That's good.
You're not, hey, Christian, you're not getting that on Sirius. You're not getting that on Bobby Bones today.
Or not any other
show. And no other show on this station.
Not a one.
Yeah, listen, that's real talent when you can do. I mean, Roger Scott has got talent.
You just, listen, that is.
Oh, my
gosh. That's from the gut.
Oh my gosh, this is so good. Somebody said I'm driving through a
We got to find the Christmas album. I don't even see it in
there. That's a good one, too. Listen, I'd like me a good chocolate donut, but I'd rather have a jalapeno and cheese kolache. Is it kolache?
Kolache.
Yeah, they have those at a lot of the donut places.
We used to get one of those from Sonny Two Times over at Clear Channel. Valentine named him so much. He would get donuts. He'd go get kolaches and bring them.
Someone says, I wish y'all would do Finish the Lyrics with Roger Kitty Cat Scott.
just may have to. Yeah.
You know, the other...
Oh, my God, you know what? It's just like Match Game. Somebody could win.
The other bit that we do, Christian, is that we will let the guy at the office talks like a cat play Match Game. And people just don't... They're not paying attention because if they know that that the cat guy is playing, that the answer is... Meow. It's a meow.
That's
all you gotta do. So some listeners, well, I remember we played that for like a month and nobody got it.
Yep.
Then finally somebody realized it.
Then the first two callers didn't do it. Then the first one did. The next one did. The third one did it. Boom.
Someone said that cat just put out some stank there.
It did. You could smell the stank.
All right,
and
we have got a packed, crazy, fun show. Heather Baker's going to tell us what's going on around the state this weekend. Big Sarge checking in with us with what's going on with his show on Saturday. RJ Hawk, Natural State Wholesale, sponsoring his appearance. Ella McDowell. That's our big guest today that we want to say goodbye to. All-American third baseman, historic season for the Razorbacks, and we're going to get her back next year. But she's at 7:30. We got the Hawks Holmes movie review. We just gave a little tease of that with Gladiator. Danny West will give us all the recruiting scoop for the Razorbacks. H-Stray Trailer Sales is sponsoring him. Gail Reed Jones, Roger, is coming up to talk about the things
we know her.
Guys need to be doing over at Arkansas Urology. And our man Steve Qualls, who is our NASCAR contributor. We're getting ready to go to Atlanta here in a few weeks to watch NASCAR. And I was looking at some of the notes he had. Did you see the end of the Indy 500?
My notes wouldn't open.
Did you see, Christian, the end of the Indy 500? It is.
Did not.
That call, I've got it on my Twitter page. It is one of the best calls of any sport of a guy. It's the closest finish in the history of the Indy 500. It's like an inch. You know, those guys have been driving 500 miles and they finish by an inch. And anyway, so we'll visit with Steve a little bit later. But if you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. We appreciate all of you that are listening, whether it be on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, on your phone. And don't forget, too, if you've got a team out there, we did it for the first time yesterday, a champion salute. If you got a kids team that did something special, we'll give them a shout-out. We'll give the coach a shout-out. We'll give a particular player a shout-out. We love doing that. We've got to do our next week. We're going to be our Man Cave winners, our two, one Razorback theme, not one non-Razorback theme. Roger, and we've got to do the competition for the best listener. So we've got a lot of activities. We're going to try to go down and see Terry Bradshaw again this summer. Going down to the Star in Dallas, going to do a show down there.
Huge.
Yeah, we got a lot of activities getting ready to happen. So, and we're glad you're with us. We can't do it without you.
No, wouldn't wanna.
Don't forget today the game for the Trojans versus Trojans. Little Rock Trojans is who we're rooting for. 4:00. You can catch it right here on our sister station 106.7. And then also too, if you want to go out to walk-ons. That's where there's a watch party. And you know what, Roger? I went to the NCAA wrestling tournament, and there were a lot of Trojan fans there supporting Trojan wrestling. And even though they know I'm a Razorback, they appreciate the fact, hey, listen, he's here supporting us. And you can, you know, I know Justin is not a big fan of supporting other teams because he just loves his Razorbacks. But you can still support other schools that are doing well. And I know, listen, Chris Curry, a coach for the Razorbacks, he's a good guy. And we are hoping they make their first College World Series this year. They got to win two of the next three.
Yeah,
I'll get sent away at 4:00 today. They can do it now. And will they? I don't know. But they're good enough to beat that Troy team. The team that they beat, Southern Miss, won the conference that Troy's in. So they've got what it takes. So, all right, buckle up. Don't go away. We're glad you're with us. It's a TGIF. And, Roger, we got to get ready. We're bathtubbing it tomorrow morning.
I know. We're going to have to get you some gauze pads.
Come over and watch the bathtub races tomorrow. And then Justin Moore tomorrow night, Tyler Kent and his daughter at Magic Spring.
We need to get the ortho doctors to call.
You also got the arm wrestling going on downtown Little Rock, man, if you're into that. So we had some beefcake in here. Was it yesterday or day before yesterday?
Day before.
Man,
day before.
I'm telling you, some of the biggest dudes we've ever had in this
studio.
All right, don't go away. 7:00.
No matter what you do.
Oh, you were finished.
We can't be stopped.
Oh, well, allow me to retort.
103.7 The Buzz.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
KABZ Little Rock.
When the unthinkable happens to your home or business, whether it's